One high school girls softball play last night. Class 4A regional finals saw Creston advance to the state tournament with a 4-3 win over ADM. Also in Class 4A, Winterset beat Norwalk 5-0. Fort Dodge over Bishop Heelan Catholic 8-0. Dallas Center Grimes beat Boone 1-0. Waverly Shellrock a 1-0 winner over West Delaware. Mount Pleasant beat Davenport Assumption 3-1. Fairfield over North Scott 1-0. And Pella topping Marion 11-1. In Class 5A regional final play last night, it was Waukee over Abraham Lincoln by a final of 6-1. West Des Moines Valley beat Sioux City North 10-0. Johnston over Ankeny Centennial 5-1. Cedar Rapids Jefferson beat Cedar Rapids Prairie 3-2. Linmar over Davenport West 12-2. Bettendorf topping Muscatine 5-1. Ankeny over Iowa City West 3-1. And Urbandale beat Dowling Catholic 7-1. State tournament pairings now set for classes 4A and 5A next Monday, July 20th. In Class 4A, Winterset will face Mount Pleasant to start the day, followed by Waverly, Shellrock, and Creston. Dallas Center, Grimes, and Fairfield, and Fort Dodge, Pella are the other matchups. In Class 5A, also on Monday, it'll be West Des Moines Valley facing Ankeny, Waukee against Urbandale, Cedar Rapids, Jefferson versus Linmar, and Johnston battling Bettendorf. All those games up at Harlan Rogers Sports Complex in Fort Dodge. A boys' district baseball tournament play continued last night. Class 1A. Quarterfinal round action in District 13 saw Guthrie Center beat Cam by a final of 6-1. Van Meter topping Adair Casey 3-1. It was Nottoway Valley over Orient Maxburg 3-2. And Earlham over Iowa Christian Academy 3-2. In District 14 quarterfinal play in Class 1A, Bedford down Stanton 11-1. Lennox over East Union 10-0. Murray outscored Lamoni 8-7. That game took 8 innings. Another 8-inning contest saw Martinsdale St. Mary's defeat Mount Air by a final of 5-4. Also in Class 1A in District 15 quarterfinal play, it was Nishnabotna over Riverside 7-4. Sydney upends Fremont Mills 4-2. Tri-Center defeats East Mills 4-2. And St. Albert, a winner over Griswold 13-3. In District 16 quarterfinal play last night in Class 1A, it was Exira EHK over Bowyer Valley 15-0 the final. West Harrison beat Logan Magnolia 4-3. Glenn Ralston got by Arweva 7-6. And Coon Rapids Bayard edges Audubon by a final of 3-2. Also in 2A boys district baseball play last night in District 15 semifinals, it was Trainer over Clarinda by a final of 8-6. And AHSTW moves into the final with a 7-4 win over IKM Manning. Also in District 16 last night, semifinal play, it was East Sac County over Underwood by a final of 4-0. And Maple Valley downs Kemper Catholic by a 7-2 final. Those winners moving on in postseason play. Regular season boys baseball action last night saw Glenwood take 2 from Denison, 10-6 and 17-2 the scores. Lewis Central beat Bishop Heelan Catholic by a final of 7-1. It was Sheraton over Creston 7-4 and Lamar's beat Denison by a final of 7-1. We'll make it 3 straight wins for the American League in the All-Star Game. Game MVP Mike Trout homered on the game's 4th pitch, and Brian Dozier added a solo blast in the 8th inning of the AL's 6-3 win over the National League in Cincinnati. Trout went deep off of National League starter Zach Greinke, who entered the All-Star break on a streak of 35 2/3 scoreless innings. Greinke struck out 4 of the last 6 hitters that he faced. The junior circuit went ahead to stay with a 2-run 5th off of Clayton Kershaw. Prince Fielder snapped a 1-all tie with an RBI single before Lorenzo Cain doubled home Albert Pujols. Andrew McCutchen led off the bottom of the 6th inning with a home run to get the senior circuit within 3-2, a half inning after Jacob DeGrom struck out the side on just 10 pitches. But the AL padded its lead on Fielder's sacrifice fly in the 6th and then Dozier's 8th inning homer. Fielder finished with 2 RBIs and Manny Machado chipped in an RBI double as the American League won despite only 7 hits. David Price struck out 2 in a hitless 4th inning to pick up the win. The National League now leads the overall series 43-41-2. Also, Pete Rose received a long-standing ovation as he made a rare on-field appearance before the game. Rose, Johnny Bench, Barry Larkin, and Joe Morgan were introduced on the field after being voted the Cincinnati Reds Franchise 4 players as part of a Major League Baseball promotion. With a chance to match history at the home of golf, Jordan Spieth is trying to make the British Open feel just like any other event. And that might be his toughest test at St. Andrews. The Masters and U.S. Open champion set out on his final day of practice yesterday. His news conference filled the room, which typically only happens for Tiger Woods or Rory McIlroy. Spieth says he has vivid memories of his practice round on the old course when he was a freshman at Texas on his way to the Walker Cup. and he conceded that one can't play enough rounds on a course that has been around as long as golf. He says his victory at the John Deere Classic last week also helps. And former Iowa State and NFL quarterback Seneca Wallace will be the keynote speaker on Friday night at the opening ceremonies of the Iowa Games in Jack Trice Stadium. Chuck Long is the CEO of the Iowa Sports Foundation, which runs the Iowa Games, and Long says the festivities begin with an athlete jamboree.
It's open and free to the public. It's not just for athletes. It's open to the public. And then our opening ceremony follows that on July 17th with our keynote speaker being Seneca Wallace. We're excited to have Seneca come back to his alma mater to be the keynote speaker. But it's our the Iowa Food and Family Project is our presenting sponsor. You'll see their presence there. But we're excited for that day. That kicks it all off. Fireworks show and everything. It's a lot of fun.
This will be part of the biggest of 3 weekends for the Summer Sports Festival, and Long credits the many volunteers who run those events.
We can't do it without the volunteers, and we've had volunteers since the very beginning, 1987, that have come back every year, donated their time, and the volunteers, you know, I have a wonderful staff of 12, but it's the volunteers that make it go. We couldn't do it without the volunteers.
And this is Long's first year leading the Olympic-style event that began in 1987.
The other thing that I've discovered is it's getting handed down through generations. You know, now parents are bringing their kids, and then they've grown up, and those kids are bringing their kids now. So it's really happened in a great way across our state. And with the emphasis on being active, it's a great way to come out and be active if you have never done it before.
Iowa Games centered mostly around the Ames area in the coming weeks. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.